Finally, the solution to your weight management woes has arrived. Henry Meds offers access to compounded GLP-1 medications from the comfort of your home. The healthcare providers at Henry Meds make access to weight management treatments fast, easy, and affordable.
After starting this journey on compounded semaglutide from Henry Meds, I'm down 85 pounds. This journey has been life-changing.
Go to henrymeds.com/Pandora to start your weight management journey today. That's henrymeds.com/Pandora. Results may vary. Not all patients are eligible. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Consult the healthcare provider to determine if treatment is right for you.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Go loud.
I can't believe you went through a goth
year. I know. I was going through a lot.
Cannot imagine you like that.
I scroll on TikTok in the shower.
Yeah.
Oh, your phone will get soaking.
I stick it on the wall. I stick my phone. Oh, yeah, it's a problem.
That is bad.
It's a problem.
What's the most important piece of advice?
And that I give her. You won't be this sad forever.
Aww.
God love her.
Were you sad?
In my 20s, yeah.
Welcome to How I Drink with Charlene and Ellie, our podcast of group chat between your best friends, the girls' bathroom on the night out where you spill all the gossip on relationships, dilemmas, and life. If you're a return listener, welcome back. And if you're new here,
welcome!
How I Drink is out for you every Wednesday at 12. We also have bonus episodes every Monday at 12. And you can listen more of Stay on the Girl app or wherever you get your podcasts. We also have video.
You can watch us.
Hello. Every Thursday at 12, we have YouTube for our
video episodes.
Our visual people,
which is fun.
Last week, we had Dano on, so that episode is up. Yeah. If you want to watch that as well after this, if you're watching.
Was he terrified about it? Or
he hasn't asked me about it since we recorded, so I actually don't know.
Oh, he's too funny. Delete that. Get that out.
Yeah, what was it again? Did he want to delete it? I didn't delete it.
I just knew when you said, give people like one word to say,
All right.
I knew in my head he'd say, all right.
I thought he was going to be a bit more inventive than that, but he was fine. But he hasn't asked about it coming out. I think every time he's been on, he's gotten a bit like more confident doing it. Yeah, he used to hate interviews and all. He's very shy. Yeah. Even when I watch back his old interviews on YouTube, like for football.
You wouldn't hate so it shy. With him though.
I know. Some people just get like that when it's about public speaking.
Yeah.
With your friends, it's different. But then when it's like a microphone in your face, talking about football, like he just gets to me.
And is he still swinging the golf club at home?
No, he actually stopped. They're in my mum and dad's house practicing. Now. It's too cold to play golf.
Oh.
Well, he went out when he came back 3 days. Like, it's too cold. Yeah. I know.
My hair.
Because it's all about like, you're not standing around, you're not running around getting
true,
warm.
Actually. Do you see people who do it in the rain? It's all right. Like,
No. Like, I just don't think it's for me. Maybe when I'm old.
Yeah.
And can't do any other sport.
Just play a bit of
like,
golf.
Like actual old lady.
Yeah. A few putts and just driving around that little car.
With the girls.
Yeah.
Because it's meant to be a very social game.
Is it?
Yeah. Some of you can all go. And
well, I'd say so actually, yeah. Because you're just walking around talking. Like,
yeah.
You're not, it's not as if you're all like separated or like.
Yeah. That's what a lot of men do for like mental health vibes.
Aww.
Yeah. Because you don't really like, when you're distracted doing something, it's not as like scary to talk about things.
True.
And like conversations come up that wouldn't come up otherwise. Like,
oh, that's nice.
Like, I know, yeah.
I feel like I'd be real bored though.
I know. I think I could see myself doing a few little drinks in the sun and if I'm on a cart. I'm not lugging around
in a
10 kg.
Yeah.
Actually, probably heavier of things.
Oh, no, yeah.
I want to be like Sharpay.
Yeah.
She's going around like.
My dad used to have an electric one that just like walked.
Yeah, my dad is one of them.
It's like a
robot.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's walked for him though. I think he just had to press it. I'm talking about a new front door yesterday.
Oh, fun.
And I went this morning to get a package. I was like, the key wouldn't go in. Obviously not. Like, I was like, what? Like, thank God they were in.
Wait, did you not notice the front door?
Well, I did. But then I just assumed it was the same
key.
Lock.
Why did you think that?
I don't know. I thought they just took it out and put in the new one. So.
Oh, God.
If anyone has a key, they don't know. But it's really lovely.
What colour is it?
Prefer not to say.
Oh, yeah. Okay, don't. No, I like that. I actually don't know what color it is.
That's why I prefer not to say.
That's
it's like, I can't tell if it's green or grey.
Oh, would it though?
Or
really grey.
I was really early this morning. I think it's mixed.
The sun wasn't out yet.
I think
couldn't
it's
tell.
Greeny grey.
Okay.
And it's huge.
Oh, is it?
It's just so much bigger, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I like.
That was nice.
I'd love my eyes.
I literally just got up out of bed and drove in my snuddy.
Oh.
And he never sees me driving in the snuddy.
I love driving in my dressing gown. All.
I do that.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I was like, if the neighbours see you. Yeah, the neighbours are going to think she's dead right. She's comfortable.
Yeah, true.
What else are they going to
think? I just think I'm invisible in my car, though.
I don't know.
I never think of anyone actually. Like, I literally have mascara, like, still in my eye. No matter how many times I remove my makeup, next day. Yeah, and I use eye makeup remover every single night. I scrub till there's none, and the next morning they're still black.
Must be, like, hidden in at your lashes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you ever be embarrassed eating in your car when you, like, stop at traffic?
No.
Oh, I do.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
In case someone looking at you.
Yeah, I'd be scared.
What should we be having, like?
Like, if I had a little McDonald's or something in the car.
Oh, no.
Or, like,
I thought you meant, like, a whole plate, like a meal.
No, no, no. I used to bring cups in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Like, coffee little cups mugs. In the car. Yeah. But, yeah, sometimes, like, I'd purposely, like, not be, like, parallel to them so they can't see me scoffing what I mean.
I'd say they're real jealous, so if they did see you.
Yeah, if I looked at someone's car and they're eating that, I would
be jealous. Fume. I had a square bar this morning, actually, in the car. But why? I just had it in one hand.
I saw people giving out to Molly May actually about that.
What, eating?
Yeah, oh, in her documentary.
Oh God, why?
That she was eating a McDonald's while driving. What? She was eating chicken.
Is that illegal?
No. When you're doing your driving test or your lessons, they don't say, and don't ever eat in the car. That'd be like saying you can't smoke in the car.
Is it
either,
because
though?
You don't really have two
hands?
That, yeah. Maybe it's in case you choke. I do think that sometimes.
Do you?
What if you choked and you're driving? And I think of the claw clip thing.
Yes.
Since, was it you said to me or someone else?
I think I saw it on TikTok or something, I don't know. But yeah, claw clip. Don't wear your claw clips driving, girlies.
Oh.
Just in case.
You know, actually, I was eating the car yesterday, driving, and I ate too big of a chunk. And you know when it's actually sore when you're swallowing?
Oh, yeah.
I drank a sip of water, like.
Oh, you could, like, feel it all going down.
Oh, my God. It was like, my esophagus was this wide.
Yeah,
it was, like,
horrible,
massive.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Oh, no.
How do we get into driving?
Lord knows. We don't know how this happens every week.
Valentine's this weekend.
Valentine's.
Is this your first Valentine's? Is it? It is. No.
It's my first Valentine's in.
Yeah, with.
A few with years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
I wasn't saying ever.
Oh, I thought you were saying ever. No. And I was like, God love you. Fuck. Not. It's my first Valentine's ever. Yeah, it's me and Grace's first Valentine's.
Oh.
I got a card made from.
A Moonpig?
Yeah.
So good.
We love a Moonpig card. Brilliant. Same. So I got a card made from saying, like, our first Valentine's. Some of the cards on there were filthy.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or, like, so, oh, one of them was two slices of toast.
Let me see.
Go on to it. One of them was two slices of toast on top of each other. So imagine this is the front of a card. Two slices of toast. And the underneath toast person is saying,
oh,
I love how cozy we are. So, or we're so toasty together. And then the above slice of toast is saying, I'm going to crumb.
Oh,
and then another one was about, I'm glad that we stopped holding in our farts together.
I've seen that one. Okay, here's some. Happy Valentine's Day, you big ride. That's just a help.
Like
with a horse on it. Remember you used to hold your farts in. I miss that.
Yeah.
If truth be told, I loved you with all my heart. She must be from some.
Oh, do you not know where I'm with Gavin and Stacey?
I never watched Gavin and Stacey.
Truth be told.
Is that how she talks? I love
I'm not even going to try and do it. She just always goes, oi. Yeah.
Ew, there's the I want to chrome. That one,
yeah,
makes sense.
I want to chrome.
I love you with all my farts. Fungi, fungal, fungus. Like fungus.
Like fungus under your nail.
Thanks.
Brilliant.
So nice. Valentine's. There's no one else I'd rather steal the covers from.
That's
of course. I should have got that for. Of course, I'd say love you if you were a worm.
I was going to screenshot it and send it to you.
And it's 50% off. It's,
anyway, might, I've got it might still now. Come.
He should get me that, really.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I asked him.
But so I ordered a card from him the other day. And then, did you ever use the bald photo app?
It's kind of killing
me, but I don't care, it's fine.
You made someone bald?
No, I made Graham bald. It's hilarious. And then I went through a phase of just making everyone bald. It's just funny to do.
I think you sent it in the chat before we were all bald.
Probably, yeah, yeah. Just love making people bald. I was going to put that on the inside of the card and say, like, don't worry, I'll still love you when you're bald.
When you look like this. Is his dad bald?
No. Right, not bald. No.
Well, you mightn't go bald.
Yeah.
Does every man go bald?
I don't know. Such a subject.
I'm trying to think of granddad.
Grimo.
I feel
my granddad had a white head of hair like Elvis. Oh my God.
That's a good sign.
And do you ever see the way my dad's hair grows?
Your dad has loads of hair.
Yeah, but it like grows out like the grass. Like there's no like.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it just grows straight
outwards.
Out of his head.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember those shamrock things you used to make in school? That's how my dad's hair grows.
But I was really like curly, like.
Yeah. I was going to put that picture on the inside and say, like, don't worry, I still love you when you're bald.
Oh.
My head was thinking, like,
I don't know why I didn't do it. Just in case. I don't know. I didn't.
In case he cried.
Yeah, I didn't end up doing it anyway. I put another picture of him in a different one. But then I got to thinking, like, do people have to check over these cards? Is there someone in those?
Seeing, yeah. And people probably write dodgy stuff.
They see mad stuff.
I reckon there is probably, yeah. I'd say he's getting immune to it. I always wonder that about when you're getting like digital printed pictures. I'm like, what if something indecent is
like,
on it?
Does someone have to like look through?
Yeah. Or like, no. I'd say they have some funny stories of what they've seen.
I saw a trend actually that people are doing, well, not a trend, I don't know. Brides are doing at weddings now where they're like, the bridesmaid will go up to the groom and pass him a photo, but it'll be like a raunchy photo of the bride.
Oh, I've seen just that. Like, I've seen
that a
it.
New thing?
But I don't, is it like, is it after they're married?
I don't know.
Or is it's like a beau delay shoot or something.
Is there a name for them? Like,
oh, it's not beau delay.
Who's beau delay?
Beau delay. No.
Oh. It's not like you're yodeling. Beau delay.
What? What is it? Beau delay or something?
Oh, boudoir.
Boudoir.
Beau delay.
How do you spell boudoir?
B-O-U.
B-O-U.
I don't know. D-W-A-R.
Oh, yeah. Boudoir wedding. Husband reaction. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a thing.
But why is the friend involved?
She's passing the photo. Yes.
This is what I've seen. Aw, it is kind of...
Well, I didn't know the bride was there for it, like...
Yeah, the bride's standing there. So surprising the groom with spicy pics of the bride.
Oh, well, I thought the bride wasn't there.
No, she's always...
That would make... Oh, I've seen this.
Oh, this is... The bride's not here now.
The bride's not here in this one, and it's all... Each of the bridesmaids go up each time with a different photo over.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I like... Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
I think when the bride's standing there...
She's standing there.
And the friend is showing the naked pic, I'd be a bit like, here...
You're
like,
waiting for your fella to react like...
Yeah. I know.
Though.
To know if I'll be adding that to my wedding thing.
But what's your plan for Valentine's Day?
I'm going for dinner.
Lovely.
Staying in a hotel in Dublin.
Stunning.
And that's all.
Yeah.
I think... I don't know if last Valentine's I've seen... I don't know. Because he was living in England... I don't know if we did it on the actual day. I feel like we've never actually got to do it on the actual day.
Not?
No. And the way it's fallen is really good this year for him because he's playing, he usually plays on a Friday night.
Okay.
Is Valentine's Friday?
Yep.
Yeah, so he wouldn't be able to do that. And because he's playing that Thursday game in Norway.
Ah, you'll have a free Friday?
Yeah.
I love it.
And I'm going to be in Norway by myself for the night because he's going home that night and I'm not going home until Friday morning.
Why is he going home that? Because he's on like the football plane?
Yeah.
Ah, would they not have squished you on somewhere?
They might. Like, I'm hoping someone will feel really bad.
Yeah.
But they're not going to know. How would they know? Like,
they have to let you on.
I'll go on my story crying. I'm going to be here by myself.
But if you are going to stay there by yourself, what are you going to do?
Just sit and chill, yeah. Or my iPad, get some bits on. I never watch Netflix, so.
Do you
my
not?
Treat, yeah.
You need to start, girl.
I know, I just.
You need to find a good series that you want to watch.
Yeah, I don't have time. If I do, I either am like watching a half or like I need to watch 8 episodes in a row to throw in between.
Okay.
I haven't got time for that.
Yeah,
maybe
no.
In Norway I have time.
I also think it's good though that you don't have a telly in your room.
Do you think?
I like that, yeah.
Why? Because it's like your switch off.
Yeah, it's like your room is your like kind of sleep time.
Yeah.
Because I find even with the telly in my room, like I'm fucking glued to it.
Yeah, true.
I get into bed and put it on just to have it in the background. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, Dan always wants, he would love one.
Would he?
Yeah, and I think whenever we get a place, he will want that.
Some people do say that it's best to not have one in it.
I would love like, well, in an ideal world, no screen. Like when I have my own place, if I had a room for like, or a room that I could film in and not have any screens in the bedroom ever. Like have that be like, your phone doesn't enter the bedroom.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? And then if I'm getting ready and stuff, obviously I have to film. That could be in whatever
in the other
space
one.
I have to film.
Yeah, yeah.
But whether that be like the living room or like spare room, whatever. But like have no screens in the bedroom.
Leave your bedroom as like
as screenless. Like it's illegal. Like an alarm, you know, like a shop alarm. Beep, beep, beep.
Check on off.
Yeah, it's meant to be really good for your like hormones and all.
Is it?
Yeah. Like I'd love to, even this morning I woke up, my phone was dead. So I had to go off Dano's alarm. And it was actually kind of nice waking up and not looking at my phone.
I kind of panic a little bit.
I did a little bit. I got off someone really emergency. They would have texted out, it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's nice.
It's mad how attached we are to it though, that when it does die, you're like.
I know. Like, people used to not have that anxiety of, like, not your phone being dead or, like, that just wasn't a thing.
I can't not be stimulated by something, like...
Yes, hey. I need a song, podcast, or TikTok.
I scroll on TikTok in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How does your phone not get soaking?
I stick it on the wall. I stick my phone... Oh, yeah, it's a problem.
That is...
It's a problem. And when my
you need the waterproof case.
No, when my hands are wet, like if my hands are wet,
what
do you do? I just go to, and I just blow the water off it so I can swipe.
That's a problem. Is your screen time high because of that?
Probably, yeah. But I have to have it on me all the time.
Yeah, you know what you should get? It's a little ring and there's a button on it. You connect to your Bluetooth on your phone and you can press it and it scrolls for you.
Ooh, I like you don't the need sound to be touching that.
Your you could literally have your phone across the room and be like
and scrolling. Sometimes I wish TikTok kept scrolling like after you watch one. Because when something's on repeat and if I'm in the other room, I'm like keep hearing it over and over again.
No, I'm like, I'm getting them great algorithms.
Yeah, shut up. Like,
I could literally mime the fucking video by the end of it. Like, anything else going on in the world?
Grammys and Super Bowl.
Taylor Swift.
Why did they boo her?
Robbed. Oh, because she was born in Philadelphia and it was the Philadelphia Eagles, is that right, Tina? That was playing. So they were like, it's like I would, if I went on the screen at a Bose and Rovers game, you bet. Boo.
Oh,
like that.
It's
just
one of them.
It's shit, but it is just a football thing.
Like, okay.
It's not that they didn't like her personally. I hope.
I saw her face and she was like,
I know. She's like, so I'd assume it was only half the stadium boo, like whoever was a Eagles fan. And then people just join in.
Do they?
People try to use boo when they don't know what they're booing for.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Just to boo.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she's used to people being really mean.
That's really sad.
Yeah. She should have won in the Grammys though.
Did she win anything?
No.
Nothing?
No.
What was she nominated for?
Best album? I think best song. I could be wrong saying that.
I saw people giving out actually that Beyonce won best.
I've seen that as well.
Country album.
I do love that album.
Love her and all, but like, come on.
It is a good album though. But I see what people are saying because there's like people who are like
doing country years.
But also I'm like, you don't have to do something years to have the best at it. Yeah. I think people are just sour over that then.
They're just like, what?
And she even said in her speech, she was like, genres is something. She was like, genres is something that is like made up to like keep us in our boxes and we try different things and all. And I honestly listen to that album every day.
Do you?
Yeah. It's like my shower album.
Is it?
16 carriages running away. I really like it. Out of all her albums, I think it's really good. But I think it's like obviously a sour thing where people are like, oh, I've been doing it longer than you. Yeah. Then I'm like,
I don't actually know who else is nominated in, but I just saw people.
I don't know any of their albums, so maybe that's
the problem.
Yeah, maybe. And then she won best album overall as well.
For that one?
Yeah, for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then Sabrina Carpenter won best pop song. She's so many. I can.
Like,
she's doing a Vogue cover and all.
Polly Pocket.
Her and Barry still together. What's
it? Do
you not think?
Nah.
Let me check if you still follow them on Instagram.
Haven't heard of them in a while.
Me when I think of them.
I don't think so.
Every so often. Hang on.
Where's the cardboard cut out of him actually that you brought home?
In my car.
You should stick it up on the passenger seat.
I honestly.
Glue it to the passenger seat.
I think he deactivated his Instagram a while ago, but let me see if it's back. I think it's gone still.
Is it gone?
They're
definitely not together.
All is Barry Keown, just Barry Keown fan.
No, they're not together.
Do you reckon he did play a couple of people would know?
Yeah, they'd be searching that. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw.
What else happened at the Grammys?
Super Bowl. Kendrick Lamar's performance. At Super Bowl, did you watch it? Did you see his flares?
I didn't watch it all.
Aww.
I saw they brought out two of Drake's exes though.
Two?
Susa and Serena Williams.
Oh, is Susa Drake's ex?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But is that because he obviously has beef with Drake? Like, I don't know what the story behind it.
I seen a whole video about, I didn't watch it actually, but someone basically explained why there's beef. It goes back years apparently. Yeah.
But apparently everything, like down to what he was wearing, the things he was saying.
Is all like.
It all has like a meaning behind it.
Yeah, I was watching that as well.
Ooh.
40 something on a mule or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Something to do with like years ago and.
Yeah.
Oh God.
And yeah, Serena Williams was. Doing the
crypt walk.
Yeah, it was so
whatever
cool.
It looked deadly
done, so apparently the reason, well, she's Drake's ex, but she done that dance
at the Olympics.
After she won. Yeah, after she won.
And they gave out to her. She got in trouble for doing that there. Yeah. She got in trouble at the Olympics for doing it or something.
For dancing.
Yeah. So then when she was asked to do it, she was delighted to do
she's
it
like
again.
Dead right.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so cool. See?
I need to go on it and actually search up the beef.
I know. Apparently it's because they all come up at the same time. So Kendrick, Drake and Tiger, I think there's three of them. I'll come up at the same time. Then after I scrolled off, I was like, I'm not.
Oh,
I can't remember why, because I wanted to know. I didn't just think my head was in the right place.
And you're like, nah.
Yeah. Really? What else happened? Oh, last week I was away in England.
Mm-hmm.
I was on.
If you move there, I won't talk to you ever again. I cannot do this remotely. You're not moving. She was like, I think I might move to London. Don't you dare.
I wanted to go for like a month.
The fuck
in
off.
Summer.
Like,
I'd always come back once every 2 weeks.
Ah, girl.
Tana was like, yeah, you should do that. I was like, did he? Trying to get rid of, yeah. He was like, sure, we did long distance before.
Oh, well, then he's well able.
I know. I don't know. There's not really a month free, really, that I can do, but.
For a whole month.
I think I'll just keep going, but over and back.
Yeah.
I'm not sick of flying or anything.
No, flight's nothing.
Yeah, it's fine.
Nothing.
Went for a Mars Label event.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Bone Tea event and Roche Posay, and I went in a F1
car.
Your
car.
Oh my God.
I can picture you in that.
So I just didn't think, I didn't realise you get that belly feeling that you get in a roller coaster in a car. Oh my God. I just wasn't expecting it at all.
Do you know what speed he was doing?
Yeah, they said 140, but I think that's in miles.
Oh fuck, okay.
I think, because how, surely I wouldn't be. I've done 140, like, no, I haven't.
On the autopan, you have.
Can I take it out?
Will you stop? We're going to find out. Charlene, give it up.
Moaning. No, that's really fast.
Years ago, when you first started, got your full license, you did.
Yeah.
By accident, of course. And
in Germany.
Yeah, in Germany.
When I first started driving.
Yes.
Yeah, because I don't think, it must have been in, let's see what 140 miles is in KM.
Because you didn't feel like it was.
They use miles in England, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
It felt like much quicker than.
Sure, it's like when we drive up the north, the signs change. I don't know.
Yeah, 225. Surely not.
Surely you weren't 225.
Surely I would have been. Maybe it was just the fact that he was doing, like, because on the motorway, if you're doing like your 120, whatever, you're going straight. Whereas he was going around the bends a lot.
Bending it around.
Oh my God. And it, whatever car it is, has such a good pull that it goes like. And he was like, just hold on. I had to hold on to like a bar in the car. There was like a fake brake thing. Obviously, it doesn't work. It's really packed in outside.
Okay.
But like, I was pressing.
Were you pressing it?
Yeah. Just, you know, automatically, that's what you do. Your foot just goes that way. But it just felt like it was unreal.
Oh, God.
I was buzzing after the concert talk.
Were you?
Yeah. And then, oh my God.
How long were you in the car for?
Josh from Union J was there. He's not in Union J anymore, but remember Union J?
No, I need to look him up because I think you mentioned it and I was like, who's he?
Well, I nearly died because me and Creevy used to make his stock then.
Okay.
Not stock. I won't say stock, but like when they were in Ireland, we would.
Cuthbert.
Yes.
Him.
We would attend where they were to meet them. But it was at the time, it sounds really weird now, but I feel like people don't do that anymore. But it wasn't weird at the time. There'd be a huge,
definitely was.
Big group of us going. We used to get off school and all to go to the airport. Like,
was that him years ago?
Yes. He looks the exact same now.
Does he?
I walked in and there was only about 20 of us in the group. And like, I was like, oh my God. And I was like, if he obviously wouldn't. I've met him like a handful of times, but okay. Like if he recognised me, I would have actually died from being. Maybe he was like, "I know her face."
Wait, did you tell him?
Yeah, no.
Why didn't you tell him?
I was thinking about it, and I was like, "What?" Like, because he seemed really lovely. He was just real chatty to people. And all. I was like, "Maybe I should have," but I didn't.
No.
But I met a few Irish people.
Yeah,
that were there, and it was a really nice group. It was like a mix of boys and girls.
That's nice.
Like different fields. So it was really nice.
I feel like a lot of things we go to is always like.
Yeah.
Just always for the girls.
Female, yeah. Because there's not that many men influencers in Ireland at all.
It's a smaller kind of.
I think Ireland's too, like, people are scared of being judged too much. Yeah. Maybe, for more men to do it. Like, imagine.
It shouldn't be.
Dano doing OOTD.
Oh my God, he showed for the crack.
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't he? He's such a nice style. He wears lovely clothes.
He does.
Every time I post him in any fucking. Where anything people are asking where it's from.
Tell him starting boys. On OOTDs. I can imagine just being like, oh, fuck off. No, like,
he won't do it. No way in hell. Maybe for my page.
Yeah.
If I'd done it with him, he wouldn't do it by himself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You do yours and then get him to do his. Anything. But he has to do a little leg flick.
Yeah.
Shoes are.
I'd get the ink. He may take them off and hold it to the screen. Thanks so much.
Hey, buddy. Want to go to the park? Go with Simparica Trio. It's triple protection made simple. Simparica Trio is the first monthly chewable that covers heartworm disease, ticks and fleas, round and hookworms. This drug class has been associated with neurologic adverse reactions, including seizures. Use with caution in dogs with a history of these disorders. Be sure to tap to read the full prescribing information. Protect him with all your heart. Ask your veterinarian about Simparica Trio. Tap or visit SimparicaTrio.com to learn more.
Dogs deserve the best, and that means fresh, healthy food. Unlike other brands, Ollie offers 5 flavors that are as nutritious as they are delicious, all made in U.S. kitchens without harmful fillers or preservatives. Head to Ollie.com, tell them all about your dog, and use code HAPPYPUP to get 60% off your welcome kit with a bonus. You'll get a storage container for a mess-free experience, and it comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee if your dog doesn't lick the bowl clean.
Finally, the solution to your weight management woes has arrived. Henry Meds offers access to compounded GLP-1 medications from the comfort of your home. The healthcare providers at Henry Meds make access to weight management treatments fast, easy, and affordable.
After starting this journey, uncompounded semaglutide from Henry Meds, I'm down 85 pounds. This journey has been life-changing.
Go to henrymeds.com/Pandora to start your weight management journey today. That's henrymeds.com/Pandora. Results may vary. Not all patients are eligible. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Consult the healthcare provider to determine if treatment is right for you.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games like blackjack with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high5casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
We have seen a trend going around on TikTok. So it's, I met my younger self for coffee. This actually came from a girl who wrote a poem called that. And I seen her being sad. She was like, I seen it after the fact, after I put mine up. And she was like, I wish that people would like know it came from me. She's like, only a handful of people actually know that. Like,
oh, God.
So she started the trend. Like, she made the poem. And now everyone's just after doing it.
Robbing it on.
I know. I wouldn't have even thought. Like,
oh, God.
I know.
I hope she gets the credit she deserves.
I know. Hope she sells out her poetry books and all. Yeah. But basically, you talk about the difference they see between themselves then and now. And like, as if you're literally sitting talking to...
Younger you.
Younger you.
Well, how younger?
In my mind, I was like 17.
Okay.
So, or 16 maybe. Still in school. Brunette bob. I have the microfringe. I think I was 17 when I got the microfringe. Why? I was going through a break.
Why, girl?
I was going. Okay, I thought, yeah.
Like you fell and hurt your fringe.
I got a DM on Facebook and she was like, I really need a model for this like show. I was like, extras broke up with me. Obviously going to be a model. Like,
obviously going to be.
Stupid. Obviously going to walk, catwalk, begin New York Fashion Week. No. Instead, I went in and I was like, you have to obviously be very flexible what you want to do with your hair.
Yeah, you can't say
this,
no.
Yeah, no. At this point, I was already had dyed my hair 10 different colours, blue and all. Mm. It was in bits. So I was like, right, just do what you want with it. Like, I don't mind. I just don't want a fringe. And then they're like, okay, so fringe? I'm thinking fringe. I was like, okay. I was too nervous not to say no. So I got a micro fringe and it was orange.
It was chintz.
It was orange. Well, first it was brown. Then I went back in. They dyed it orange, bleached it, dyed orange, and then went purple on the back. Needless to say, it didn't win. It was really nice. It was.
Did it not win?
No,
God,
of course it didn't.
Love you. And you're it was. Just, you
no, I don't
stay with that hair.
I had. Then. Well, no. Then the catch is a good catch that like you get to go there for like a few months or something, and
oh,
they like
free.
They turn it back color and like oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, which is nice. But no hate to the hairdresser. It was nice. No, it was really yeah. Nicely done, but it was just not. Nice on me. It was quite edgy and stuff, but it wasn't. I had a
girl, it was so edgy.
So, it's not phase, mom. I thought my ex is going to want me back. Clearly.
He saw that micro fringe and said.
He saw that mushroom head, Lord Farquaad, and said, you're grand. You're actually grand.
Do you know what? Later.
You're grand.
I don't want you back.
Maybe did he come running back a bit later when my hair was nicer again?
When you're after your few free sessions.
Yeah. So don't, unless if you want to get men away, get the micro fringe. I feel bad. Do people still have micro fringes?
I hope not.
They were a vibe. I feel like at the time it wasn't as bad as it is now. I remember like I posted that picture of myself liking it. The Lord Farquaad, I liked it. Like
the Lord Farquaad.
Yeah, I was like, wow, like this is
I'm looking banging.
And I used to be like loving microphone people, but now I think it's just
I just don't get it. Like, just bring it down.
In fairness, it grows really quick.
Does it?
Yeah.
I wish all the rest of your hair in your head grew as quick as a fringe did.
Yeah, what story is that? Or men's hair. Goes too quick.
Oh, once a week getting their hair cut, are you as mad?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it just comes out. In fairness, it's so short that even that much looks so much longer.
True.
So we're going to talk about the differences that we see between ourselves then and now, or what we'd say. Do you arrive early or late?
Me you now?
Yeah.
Late.
Does your younger self arrive late?
Late.
Yeah, I said that as well.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Late.
Yeah.
I've never been on time for anything in my life.
No, I'd be late for my own funeral. I think I will, whenever I'm like old, I'd have to like do my funeral planning, I'm going to be like, be late.
Oh, everyone be late. Just arrive when you...
No, I have to...
Oh, you're going to be late. Oh, yeah.
Leave them waiting like half an hour.
Yeah.
And they can't be annoyed because I'm dead.
No, yeah. They can't say anything. No, late for life. Always have been.
Yeah.
I think I always will be.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think like, what would I actually make sure I'm on time for?
I try. I do try. I just think in my head, my perception of time is fucked. Like, I leave myself like 25 minutes to get an hour away. Like, why do you do that to yourself?
Yeah. I give myself more time sometimes and then I'll make it. But if I gave myself the time that I think I need, I'm never going to make it.
See, that's my problem. I give myself what I think I need.
Yeah.
Not factoring in any red light.
Not any other car on the road.
No other car. If it was just me and I could just drive straight the whole way, keep going. Like,
just teleport. Jump over and go.
So
that'd be ideal.
Mm-hmm.
What is your younger self drinking?
A can of Coke, probably.
I think I said green tea in mine, yeah. Dude, I was like green teas.
Oh, I would have never drank tea or coffee or anything when I was younger.
Tea I did.
Definitely a can of Coke because we never had fizzy drinks in the house. So when I was out.
So you're out.
Yeah.
And the drink is on someone else.
Yeah.
On the older version of you.
Yeah. What was your younger self wearing?
I said a school uniform.
Yeah.
I think sometimes when I was younger anyway, like young, I'd be staying in a fridge. Just like. As I got older, I was like, get this fucking thing off.
My PE tracksuit from primary school.
Mm.
Right. I lived in that thing.
Yeah.
Lived in that.
Yeah, that was comfy.
Yeah, I liked that.
I want that again.
Mine was like grey and shiny.
Oh.
It was a mad weird material.
Like a sports jacket material?
Yes. Kind of like an Adidas tracksuit. Oh. Do you know that kind of feeling?
What?
Yeah.
That does sound like a shell suit.
Oh my God. That was mine. Like, so my primary school one lived in that. My secondary school uniform, should we all know, I slept in it sometimes. So yeah, it was.
Yeah, I definitely wore, because me and Queenie had this video of us and we recorded it at my house and it's definitely dark out when we're still in the uniform.
Yeah, I think we just stayed in the mall. I don't remember like coming home from school and putting on like home clothes and chilling around in them.
Yeah, what did I wear day to day? I'd love to, it's so mad how much you forget of like just little things. I like what shoes, actually, Joe, I loved Stan Smith.
Did you?
Loved them.
I loved my dupes, my school dupes.
I didn't have them.
I had them from third year to sixth year. No. Same pair, wore them.
They do. Time. They last very long
time. Oh, they were withered now. Don't get me wrong. Or I remember being in primary school and standing on the back bedroom bed and being so fixated on creases.
Oh.
I used to hate.
Your uniform was creased?
Yeah. So I used to stand on the back bedroom bed and my mom used to like pull my shirt to be like, Ellie, look. When I pull it, like, it's straight, but like, and I used to be like.
I thought you said she was ironing it while it was on. You're like.
She probably did that. So I got to love her. No, but I used to be like, I used to have to make sure everything was like.
Really?
Yeah. I'd probably go to school and forget about it.
Mine was probably a crumpled ball, I'd say.
Oh, got into secondary school and left it. Yeah. That was different. Or if I wasn't wearing my school uniform, I was probably wearing. I'm trying to think of like an outfit that stands out in my mind. Some sort of skinny jeans. Oh, I remember when I used to wear like beads, big long beads.
Yeah, my sister loved them.
Skinny jeans, loafers. I used to love loafers when I was really young. And a hairband pushed back and I have a yellow top on me. I can see me.
You can see it?
Yeah, and I think I had wing liner that was just like. Dick.
Oh, I used to put it over the whole eye. Yeah, big line. I would wear, I always have docks on. I love docks.
Did you?
Yeah. Docks and skinny. I'm thinking of like, this is the goth era.
I can't believe you went through a goth era.
I know. I was going through a lot.
Cannot imagine you like that.
Yeah, docks, pretty skinny jeans. And I love these. I had these two jumpers from Forever 21 that I would just alternate a lot of the time. Or I had these like, do you know them Bengaline pants?
What on earth is Bengaline? Bengaline
is like that material. It's like, it looks like a tailored pant, but it's stretchy.
No.
But they're really comfy on. I had a loafer era as well. A lot going on. It's not going through a lot.
You're really dipped in now.
Yeah. I feel like I still do. I feel like my style now is like an amalgamation of all that, because I'm like,
it's all mixed.
I could wear literally a floaty little dress one day and the next day be wearing like something a bit like edgier and stuff. I don't have one aesthetic.
Mm. You're just never in black.
Also, guys, sorry, I forgot to say in the start, today is my sister's due day.
Yeah, I was going to say, did she...
Still not, obviously.
She rang Charlene last night. Charlene goes, you all right? You in labour? No, I'm not in labour. All right, go on. I'm taking pictures. See you later. Bye. Fuck off, mate.
I was literally...
Because
we were mid taking pictures and it was like, someone's calling you. And I was like, and it was my sister. And I was like, come on, maybe she's in labour. And her answer was like, are you in labour? No. Okay, grand. I'll talk to you later.
I'm ringing
a while. I'm out of it. I rang her this morning. I was like... And she's like, no. Nothing yet.
No.
I was like, just eat some dates or something. Like, have something
spicy.
Yeah, she's tried everything, she said.
Has she?
Yeah. But it could be any second. You just don't know.
I know.
There's no, I don't know. But
yeah, is there anything that gives you a sign? Like, it's
no. Coming. I don't think. I think you just get waters just break. Hopefully, she got induced last time. She doesn't want to do that again.
Does she not?
It just takes so much longer.
Does it?
She's in labour for like 2 days.
Nah, me bollocks. Nah.
Hell.
No.
And she wants to do it all natural, and then the second pain, she's like, get me the morphine.
Yeah, no.
Or the epidural. Anyway, yeah, that's what she burned. I wrote down some things that I'd say that I made a true college.
Woohoo!
Woo! Because my younger self wouldn't have known, didn't know what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
At all. I went to like a career guidance person. Well, I did childcare first.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, didn't want to do that. And then did marketing. So I made it through college.
Cute.
Public speaking doesn't scare you anymore. Because I used to not like that.
Is it not?
No.
I did it as a hobby in secondary school.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What a freak.
What do you mean a hobby? Like an after school activity?
It was like an extracurricular activity in secondary school was to do a public speaking competition.
Great extracurricular.
We did it out in DCU and all.
The competition, how do they judge it and how good you are? Like how...
We had to like speak to this whole like room. Me and two girls, I think,
wow,
on a team.
Wow.
Yeah.
I still would love to.
Mam still has
that.
The plaque up because it's probably the only...
Oh, did you win?
Yeah, we won some.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's the only thing that I've participated in that my mom says she's proud of.
Oh.
God,
love her.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more now.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe.
Most important thing.
Maybe.
My James Joyce Award's on the wall, actually.
So was... Oh, no, yeah. Mine got taken down. Got swapped. Yeah, my mom swapped it. She took that down and put up that picture that I got her of Limerick and Dublin.
Oh, well, that's
something like that's okay.
That's important. Yeah. You'll find someone who loves you and shows you what love is, I suppose. Because that's time. Didn't know.
No.
It's not where you don't know. Like,
no.
Especially your first time and like you're just so sad. And I'm thinking of Brunette Bob was so sad about the ex. You're grand without.
Is that what we call her? Brunette Bob?
Brunette Bob, girl. Stop crying over that man.
Yeah.
No, like.
But it leads you to where you are now.
Yeah. And isn't it mad how you forget? Like, you're like, I'll never forget this feeling. Like, this fight we had. I couldn't tell you, like, one specific fight we ever had. Or, like, I don't remember being with him. Like.
Yeah. I don't actually remember spending time with them or talking to them. Yeah, yeah.
Like, how can someone be in your, well, the most important person in your life for that? Well, it's only like a year and a half or something, but like, and you don't remember one thing.
But in that moment, you think it's the biggest thing in the world.
I know. And you're going to marry them. Thank God, girl, that you didn't marry them. I'd be like, appreciate your life now. You're in school. You've very little to do.
Oh, you've nothing.
I know you have homework, but cop on.
No, it's nothing.
You'd be grand.
If homework was the only worry in my life.
And she'd tell me, fuck off, it's really hard.
Yeah.
And I get it, but no.
If homework was the only worry in my life, I really do feel like I'd be...
Yeah.
The most easy home person.
Yeah.
Homework was piss.
Yeah.
It was nothing.
That was, and it was like, that was also in your schedule. That and the Friday disco, wherever you went to.
Oh.
I know. But also, I feel like I'll say the same to myself in 5 years' time. Like every, I think hindsight is always so much better. Mm-hmm. I'd say at the time, there actually was hard thing, like whatever. But when you look back, it's always like, it looks so much rosier.
Yeah.
So in 5 years' time from now, I'll probably think the same thing. And I said, you'll look back at your hair and laugh. Sorry.
Why? Because at the moment you thought, like, get rid of the microphone.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's funny to look back at them. Like.
Yeah. People these days don't have that because they're all just looking real from age 12. They've no bad makeup face, no bad hair. They all have, like, bouncy blow dryers. Like,
microfringe. They're all, like... Russian lashes, nails, and
I had one gel nail hanging on probably by thread.
Oh, like, yeah, stenos. And but I also feel like younger people these days get more kind of not natural looking, but like,
yeah, no chin, but growing up quicker, I think. And I think just
I feel like they don't have, stages of makeup where they plaster it on pan stick or like the Elizabeth Arden compact. They're not going through that stage.
No, I used to use that collection 2000s. That's what I got.
Yeah,
I think I used to use that foundation. But like, I obviously had no idea what shade match meant. It was like orange. But I was like, right, obviously put it everywhere on my neck.
Oh yeah,
hands would be so, like today, hands would be so pale. And no even powder, no concealer, no, just foundation.
No.
My eyebrows not.
The young people of these days, 2025, they're not going through those phases. They're also not drinking on streets anymore. Why aren't you just doing that? Like,
no.
Grow up.
No.
Come on.
Yeah, actually.
Like, seriously.
I think people in general, I was having a conversation with Ariane, actually, that like people just don't drink as much anymore at all.
We're getting too healthy. Even, cop on.
No, I don't even think it's that. It's even younger people, like, they don't really drink in parks anymore.
Why? That was the highlight of my teenage years.
It's just, I don't know. It's weird. Like, maybe just because we're not in that, but like there, and apparently that's why like a lot of nightclubs are shutting down and stuff, because people just, there's not like a,
no one,
not in Ireland, but like England and stuff. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. I know.
Bring back the drink culture, please.
Yeah, and then you would look at yourself and say, if you were that camera.
What's that camera? What would I say? I would tell her not to worry about leaving college, because I know you felt really bad about leaving college and owing your mom the money that you still haven't given her for the college part.
One day.
That not to worry about leaving, that it will all work out. You'll have a podcast with your best friend. So
aww,
even though she went to college for radio and it didn't work out, she has a nearly 4-year-old podcast.
Better than radio.
See?
You can say fuck.
Yeah. We can curse on this. What would I tell her? I would tell her that all the heartbreak you've gone through has led you to the right man at the older age of 29. When you're 20, you won't meet him until you're 28. But he's the one. We know it.
A few frogs along the way.
Oh, yeah. Plenty.
You have to kiss a few frogs, I think.
Yeah, that, I don't know. Like, maybe some of the people that are in your life now, they're not always going to be there, but it's not a bad thing that they've left. Yeah?
Yeah.
And stop fucking eating so much, because you're going to regret it when you're thirsty. When you're my age now, girl.
I remember
you're going to regret it.
When I was really young, people always say like stuff catches up with you, but I don't get what that means. Like, I'm after eating that McDonald's 10 years ago. Why is it now on me?
Because it just wants to annoy you 10 years later.
Oh, it's gone. It's out me.
It does catch up on you.
After
27, 28. Your body isn't the same as when it was 24, 25. Right. No, girl.
At 27?
Yeah, it'll start to change at like 27, 28.
Second puberty?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, you're going, because you're going into like your later years.
Well, I get hips.
Oh, girl, you're
like
going.
Like my bones widen, like.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently your pelvis like moves and all, because it's getting ready for like big.
Woo! Like get taller.
No, I think you shrink. But I said that to my mom last night.
Any good news?
I was giving my mom a hug and I was like, Jesus Christ, you're so small. Like, I was like a head over. I was like, you're so small. Are you sure? I am in my ass shrinking. No. She's tiny.
The shoes and stuff as well.
But she said to me, you're wearing big shoes. Yeah. I am not. Like, she's such a mini tiny lady.
Ladies are just so small.
I was like, you're shrinking.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I tell myself.
I feel like
it'll all be okay.
Moms are always small, I feel like.
My granny was really tall.
Tall?
Yeah. Really, really tall.
Wow. I can't imagine my nanny being tall, so mini.
I know, yeah. And then my nanny on my dad's side, God love her. She was...
Aww. Yeah, it's because they shrink.
Isn't it mad?
They would have been a bit taller. Like.
Yeah, you go from being a newborn baby this big, and then you go this big, and then I go this big, and then I go this small, hopefully.
You become, yeah.
You shrink. It's mad, weird, isn't it?
Your bones just... Thank God.
Yeah, so that's what I tell her.
What's the most important piece of advice?
That I give her?
Mm.
You won't be this sad forever. God love her.
Were you really sad?
In my 20s, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think because I'm coming out of the other side of my 20s. And kind of looking back being like, Jesus, girl.
Yeah.
You were not in a good place.
Yeah.
My younger teenage self, she was all right.
Mm.
She was a bit of a mad bitch.
I think because your frontal lobe, I think it's when your frontal lobe develops, that's when you think of everything.
Like, early 20s. Nah. She was sad.
Yeah.
She lived in Canada and was depressed. God love her. Oh, yeah, she was not having a good time. No.
Tell her to come home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But just that she'll be okay.
Yeah.
She will.
Yeah.
What would you tell your younger self?
Same, probably. That your problems...
Just feel so big at the time?
Well, not even... They are big. You can have big problems.
Yeah.
But things always have a way of working out. And a lot of times when something bad happens, they're like... Heartbreak, there's something good that comes from it.
Burnt toast theory.
That, yeah. Yeah. And
100%.
I think everything that happens has some kind of silver line. I think keep your positive mind and outlook and it will stand to you.
Yeah.
Sometimes it dwindles a little bit for a day and then it's back.
Yeah, it comes back.
So keep being like that.
Do you think your younger self would listen to you?
No.
No.
Oh, I don't know. But I did. I was always into I watched that Secret documentary when I was literally 15 or something, or 16.
Jesus.
Whenever,
I watched that in a flight and it changed my life.
Changed your life?
Yeah. Yeah.
I found it's quite repetitive, but I'd always, it's mad, I'd always naturally thought like that anyway.
Mm.
But then seeing people say it, I was like, I thought that was just how brains.
It's stuff you already know. It's just bringing them out in you.
Yeah.
I don't know, would my, I think she might have actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really looked up to older people in my life when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah, like I thought my sister was the coolest person really? In the entire world. Yeah.
So you would have took her word
for it. I couldn't wait to go into first year and be in the same school as
and
her.
And wear heels after you're done school.
Yeah. That's what, why did I say that in the
yeah,
podcast?
You said it on the podcast.
What did I say? That my pivotal point in life is being at the age where I'm able to like go for drinks in heels or like
just,
go out.
No, just walk around in heels.
Yeah, just be out like during the day in a pair of heels. Like
I even love the sound of like I wore boots to the airport and I just love the sound of the boots.
Oh,
you feel it kind of feels like you're in heels.
Yeah, you feel so
it's a really not, yeah. You could literally wear a sack and these boots and you'd be like, no one can tell me no.
No, it's the noise. Yeah. I really do. Yeah. I think it's the noise.
Oh. Is it a false alarm?
I love how none of us move a muscle.
Oh, I know. Real bad of it. I can smell like burnt foods. Like someone burnt some chicken nuggets.
I see if someone's now. Very sorry about that. Fire alarm went off. We had to evacuate the building.
We're back.
And came straight back up.
Straight. We got to the bottom of our sore legs and then went up. Seeks and stalls, we get to give you some advice, kind of like a conversation you have with the girls in the Bachelor nightclub, in a group chats, or sleep over with your friends. We tell you things you need to hear and share secrets and advice and give you the real talk. So this is today's dilemma. My boyfriend and I are together 5 years. I'm 20 and he's 21. We both want kids so bad, but just not yet, as we've got goals and we want to achieve before then. We both want to travel, save our house, etc. My plan is to travel until I finish college, on holidays, etc. And then when I'm finished my degree, we're planning to buy a house and start having kids.
Very,
20 and 21, fair play. Yeah. I got left inheritance money and I've saved on top of that. I'm extremely aware that I'm a lucky, but the way I got the money isn't lucky. So I'm financially ahead. I'm ready to go on city breaks and start seeing the world. My boyfriend was in between jobs and starting his dream job at the minute, so his funds are low. Because he wants to travel as well, I don't want to go and see places without him. And he also doesn't want me paying for stuff as he feels like that is his job. I plan to see a minimum 6 countries this year and he's just told me he can only financially do one holiday and maybe one short city break at a push. I just don't know what to do. I know we want kids in the next 4 years and I want to travel as much as possible before that. I understand it's not easy with kids. Do I just go ahead and travel the world with my friends and leave my angel boy at home? I feel the guilt would eat me up, but I also don't want to regret anything. I don't want to have a man hold me back and I know he doesn't want to hold me back either, so I'm stuck between two minds. Do I have to sacrifice my dreams?
I think in the moment you're in now, in an ideal world, it would be so lovely for you to bring him with you. And if you stayed together and had these and had your kids and had your house and had all of this, like it would be so lovely to look back and be able to say, like, in that time I was able to like do that for him.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other hand, you have to be thinking as well, if you did go ahead and do that and then you didn't stay together, are you gonna regret doing that for him? Even though he said himself he doesn't want you paying for him.
Yeah. I feel like he actually won't let her pay for him though.
Yeah.
I think he'll be like, no, I can't, I'm not going to go, because he said that what he can do. And I feel like you're so young that you've so much time to still travel and go to countries.
Mm.
Like I think maybe this is the time that you go with your friends, because at the end of the day, when you have kids, yeah, it'll be hard to travel, but you can still travel.
You can still do it, yeah.
But like realistically, you're not going to go on a girls trip when you well, you can, but it's going to be really hard to get all the girls together for a girls trip when you all have kids or all are busy and things like that. So I think having your girls things when you're that bit younger. And like you're still going on 2 holidays a year with him, which is still, compared to 6 countries, it's a little, but that's still a lot. Like me and Dano, we only get to do 1 holiday a year. Sorry, two holidays a year. But like, that, I'm not even saying that only, but it's obviously different. One, like there are 2 holidays, not 1 city break, not 1 holiday. But like, it's still time together and you'll just value that even more. And I think having them trips with him and then other 4 countries with your friends, I think.
Yeah.
That's something that you can definitely do. And I think you shouldn't sacrifice your traveling. Maybe even like bring him on one of them. I just think he's not going to let you pay for 4 whole extra trips that you can't afford. And you don't want to put that on him either, because he'll just feel guilty and bad and like not want to do the nice things. Yeah. So I think do your trips with your girls, half with him, half with them, and
split them up evenly.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring around an extra one as a birthday surprise or something.
Yeah,
or like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Could you even do it that way where you get
then you're getting a gift in
one
and you're getting
travel for Christmas or something. Yeah. That could be your present to him, because you want to travel, he wants to travel. Like, you don't need items. Like, I love getting like things like that.
Love a trip.
So
yeah.
I think that's what it is actually as well. Yeah. And then your girls trips as well. I don't think you need to go in not every country you go to needs to be with your boyfriend. Like, obviously, if he's dreaming to go somewhere, like I've went on holidays that Dano can't come on. Like, he'd love to go to Australia, he couldn't come.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like, it's just, that's just going to happen. That's just life. Things get in the way.
You're not always going to both have the exact same time off and be able to go
and
together.
Or like, there's all different factors why people can't go to things. But I think that is just life. And you still have your holiday together, your city break, one as a gift maybe for him as well. And I feel like that's until you're a little bit older and like, you can maybe push out kids a little bit if you want to do proper travelling. Like, take a year out, save up loads.
I think when you're younger as well, you think like, oh, like you're 20, he's 21. You think, 24 or 25, I want to start having kids. Like,
I thought that too.
Girl, yeah. We all think like that. Wait until you get to that age, then you're going, going to push it out a bit further and a bit further. So don't even stress yourself out about fitting all this travelling in right away and like cramming it all in and then feeling bad that he can't come with you.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't always work the way you planned it. So
never.
Take your time with it too. And you can still travel when you have kids. Yeah, it's going to be probably
a
pain in the hole. Like, but I'm sure it's something that like will work itself out kind of thing.
And if you know you want kids in a certain year, make sure the year before, like, okay, let's the next few years put in money every week or something for the next 4 years or whatever. And let's go do a year traveling or 6 months traveling, like something big that you can say, okay, I feel like I've done what I wanted to do.
You got out of your system.
Maybe he's not able to go to every country in the world, but like obviously an ideal world we all would want to, but we can't. So I think doing that is
the fairest
way to do. Yeah.
Phone a friend. We put a dilemma up each week on our Instagram stories and we ask our followers to offer their advice. I love this one.
Yeah.
Because you just give the best advice.
Yeah.
But you just give very like, you hit
clear insight.
Yeah.
To the point.
You hit each side of it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So here is the dilemma. My boyfriend kissed another girl on a night out a year ago. He told me as soon as he was home and apologized profusely. I was devastated, but I didn't want to throw away 5 years because of a drunken night out. We took a little break and ended up working through it and getting back together, but I have been extremely insecure since. I now catch myself seeing a good looking guy and thinking, he's a bit of me, which I never would have before. I'd never even entertained the idea of another man as I was completely besotted by my boyfriend. I would never cheat on my boyfriend. I genuinely do adore him, but honestly, I feel like I'm not good enough for him. Do you think the relationship has run its course now, or do you think my own insecurities are making me seek validation from someone else? And here is what you had to say.
I think even seeking the advice is an answer in itself. There's a reason you're both not 100%. We always just say that.
Yeah.
That's sometimes right now. That's your answer.
Yeah, that's your answer. I believe you're never going to be able to get rid of that feeling, unfortunately. The kiss made you question things, and when you both decided to take a break, it opened your eyes to people who could be better for you, and those people have the potential to never hurt you like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's natural that it made you curious. He's probably noticing too, so maybe it's worth an open conversation to see what page you're both on.
Definitely ran its course onto bigger and better things, gal, that are worth your time.
It's okay to think that, but not act on them, but ask yourself if something is missing.
That's a good one. Doesn't matter how drunk you were, the kiss wasn't a mistake. Being drunk doesn't excuse cheating.
Trust has been broken and you can't see past that. If you're looking at other men, your boyfriend isn't the one.
It's over. Move on and end in good terms. In my opinion, it was over when he kissed her.
The relationship has run its course. The girl deserves better.
Leave to explore. Had those feelings before, but we actually did get back together 18 months later and are married now.
Once a cheat, always a cheat in my eyes. If you're feeling insecure, you shouldn't be with him. There's billions of people out there. The fact that he broke your trust after 5 years is telling in itself. Go out and find someone who will make you feel like the queen you are.
Aww. Someone just said run. One word, run.
That's all.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me with my boyfriend in 4 years. I felt the same way. I'd look at other lads and think maybe I should be with him. But that comes from a fear of him doing it again. Yeah, it's probably like a thing where it's like you're protecting yourself.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You naturally want to do that.
I voiced how I felt to my BF and we're thriving. It can be easy to bottle up feelings and hide them away, but my advice is if you love and see a future with him and are willing to forgive and work through, go to a therapist and work through your feelings.
It's ran its course. After being with my ex for 7 years, a similar thing happened to me. We worked through it, but 8 months later, I had to call it a day because the
insecurity is never left.
Thank you. 6 months out of the relationship now, and I know it's the best thing I could have done, even if it still hurts.
Aww, that's so nice. But it's bittersweet.
Yeah.
Like, it's the best thing, but it's still shit. Doesn't feel the best. She said she'd never do it herself, so why is she accepting it?
Oh.
It's good.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
You will never trust him again, and his actions are making you suffer and feel this way. You want a man you can trust. It's time to walk away.
Turn that not good enough for him to ask yourself, is he good enough for me? He deserved the world.
I like that. Flip
that
it on its head.
That is so good.
Yeah, is he good enough for you?
If he was your friend's boyfriend, how would you advise them? Do you know?
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Loved it. Your advice is so good.
It's so
much better than ours. Because it gets all different. We often have one way of thinking, maybe two, but like this is all different angles.
Yeah.
So.
Hits it from every part.
Really good. If you can ask us for advice or listen for advice at homeidrinkacoladnow.com. That is our email. We're going to be introducing some brilliant new segments soon as well. So if you have any bedroom dilemmas, mm-hmm. if you've had, what do we say, dildos?
Butt plugs stuck up the bum.
If you want to use a dildo.
If you've been sent to hospital after after doing the deed.
Or you don't know how to do, not something. We're not going to be telling you how to do.
Yeah, we're not sexperts.
No.
Big sister chats, maybe.
Advice or like anything.
Yeah,
we'll see what comes in, and then we might have to be like, yeah. It's not anything.
Some stories or anything, let us know.
Or if there's anyone in your life that you think might be showing a red flag, let us know and we'll decide. So just tell us what it is in our emails, homeidrinkacoladnow.com, and let us know and we will decide for you. Mm-hmm. Peak and bleak of the week, we pick our one high and one low of the week. Mm-hmm. Peak being high and bleak being low. So bleak of the week. I still have no new nephew or niece.
Oh.
I'm waiting ages.
Oh, God. Today is only your due date, isn't it?
Yeah, it's only today.
How far over can you go? Is it 10 days?
No, it's more.
Is it 14? 2 weeks? I don't know. There's a certain time where they say, right, okay.
I think it might be 2 weeks. I think. Oh. I was 9 days late, though, coming out.
Were you?
Yeah.
And you're still late.
Still late, yeah. I know, perfect, really. Makes sense.
Suits you to a T, girl. Oh,
what's
no.
What's your bleak?
My bleak's how sore my legs are.
It's pretty bleak, all right.
It's pretty darn bleak.
It also feels good because you know you're doing something right.
Well, I don't know. It just feels like I'm doing everything wrong because I'm in so much pain.
No, but it's your muscles just coming back to muscle memory and getting strong again.
It woke me up in the middle of the night.
Really?
Oh, yeah, the pain. Like, do you know when you just move in the bed and I was like, ugh.
Yeah, it feels nearly like boob job pain.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just tight.
Like, well, it's way worse.
I ain't going down the stairs like the Michelin man. Like,
my legs are straight like a plank.
Yeah, it's so painful. Yeah. So that's my bleak. Peak.
Peak is Norway and Valentine's Day. And the Bows and Rovers game on Sunday because loads of people are coming.
I
know. You've never been to one game.
I'm such a bad friend.
You're such a bad fan of Dana.
I know. Fuck, I'm a fake fan. No, I promise. I'll go to the next one.
Yeah, so that'd be nice. And then it's just nice. I like when I have nice things planned.
Yeah. That'd be cute. And you're all sitting together, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, that'd be cute.
Yeah.
Queeves, no, I didn't get one. Duty, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the morning, yeah. Valentine. That'd be nice, that. Yeah, I didn't get one free ticket.
How? Do they not?
It's because they're officially the away fans, so they don't get any.
Oh, shit. Oh.
I know.
How are they
having blips each?
Fuck me.
I swear to God.
Invoice Dano for that. That's on a wheel. £37. My peak of the week is that my first Valentine's Day with Rainbow.
I didn't think of that until I said it earlier.
So cute. God.
Oh.
I know.
So cute.
So sweet.
And how many months have you seen it?
We're together since August. But I said to him today, I was like, I'm changing that
date. Feels like way longer. He needs to change it.
Well, we went on our first date at the end of May.
Yeah.
But we've been glued to the hip ever since then. So I just said, we're together since May.
Yeah. Maybe change the date to May.
Yeah, I think we should.
Oh, first ever. It's like your last first.
Yeah, please God.
Has it been his birthday yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In both our
birthdays. So you've had birthday.
Birthdays are only 5 days apart or something.
You've never had Easter together.
We haven't had Easter together.
That'll be your last first then.
Yeah, so this is my last first Valentine's Day. How exciting.
Oh my God, yeah.
Please God.
Your last birthday.
Yeah,
yeah. Of course it is. Guys, thanks so much for listening.
That's us.
You can go back and listen to our bonus episode for Monday. It's called How I Drink Extra Juice. Make sure to listen back to that now for a new bonus episode next Monday. You can also watch us on YouTube now every Thursday at 12. Full video is released then. And make sure to like, rate, subscribe to the podcast.
Give us 5 out of 5 or 10 out of 10 or whatever it is.
Have a good few reviews.
Do we?
Ones, yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. Finally, the solution to your weight management woes has arrived. Henry Meds offers access to compounded GLP-1 medications from the comfort of your home. The healthcare providers at Henry Meds make access to weight management treatments fast, easy, and affordable.
After starting this journey, uncompounded semaglutide from Henry Meds, I'm down 85 pounds. This journey has been life-changing.
Go to henrymeds.com/Pandora to start your weight management journey today. That's henrymeds.com/Pandora. Results may vary. Not all patients are eligible. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Consult a healthcare provider to determine if treatment is right for you.